Well, I'm glad to be here on this night, Adam. I've never met you before until this evening, but Uncle Dave was just sharing with us, with me on the phone, that you would be, were going in the military and we're leaving in a few days, and I found it a real opportunity just to share a few things for all of us, but particularly for you. And I hope it'll be an encouragement, a challenge, and a blessing to you as you go into the military. And you've heard the advice of some of the older men who have had this experience. It's not always easy, but those things that are easy are not worth getting. Those things that are tough and hard are worth pursuing. If I was to ask every one of us here, what is your favorite psalm? I'm sure we would have a variety of people giving different answers. One of my favorites is Psalm 91. I hope it will become your favorite as well, Adam. And I just want to read this together, Psalm 91, because it's such an encouraging psalm and a blessed psalm for every one of us. Verse 1 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name," or his name, the name of the Lord. "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Now there is a psalm that's chock full of promises. And it's wonderful to have the promises of the Word of God and to be able to rest upon them. This is a beautiful psalm. It's one of my favorites. It's brought great comfort and encouragement to many of the Lord's people. In fact, Elizabeth Elliot wrote a book after the martyrdom of those five young missionaries in Ecuador many years ago, The Shadow of the Almighty. And this is what we find here about dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. It's a beautiful song that starts off with a dwelling place, and then it ends up with seven wonderful promises. And you know, claim those promises, Adam, and rest on those promises, and you'll find them to be true. Now, this was a psalm of Moses. It was written likely when they were on their wilderness journey to the promised land. It is thought that it was written shortly after the experience of the fiery serpent. Now, besides the political enemies that Israel had at this time, the nation encountered distresses from nature and from disease and climate. You can only imagine going through a trackless wilderness and the intense heat of the day. And then as well, you can only imagine how the temperature would plummet at night and there would be that dampness and coldness. And it wasn't an easy thing for the nation of 2 million to go through. But over them was a miraculous canopy. In fact, there were two canopies. You remember the Lord gave them the pillar cloud by day that covered them from the intense heat. And then at night there was the pillar of fire that would cheer them and warm them and drive the dampness away. And God was faithful to his people throughout their 40 years. But did you notice how this psalm starts? It's Moses speaking, and he is speaking from personal experience. It's kind of nice when someone can speak from personal experience. And some of the men here tonight that have shared have been speaking from personal experience. And Moses does that, and he says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." And you know, he speaks of that secret place. And he speaks of the shadow of the Almighty, or he shall spend the night, that is, his darkest hours, under the shadow of the Almighty. And Adam, you're going to experience a darkness in the military at times that'll be darker than the darkest night. When you'll feel all alone, when you'll feel there's no one who understands, and you may be the only Christian in your company or wherever you may be posted, abide in the secret place and under the shadow of the Almighty. He speaks of the Lord as his refuge and of his fortress and of his God. And what an impregnable, mighty fortress you can have there. And you know, if you rest in him, you're going to be victorious. Because the God that you know and the God that you trust is a God that cannot be defeated. And he has never been defeated, and he never will be defeated, and he will keep you in all your ways. Do you get the feeling that he was feeling sheltered and secure? I feel that Moses really had a confidence. He obviously did, as he writes, and why shouldn't he have that confidence? But did you notice something as well, that when Moses writes, he mentions four wonderful names of our God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. What a delightful title that is. And you know, when Moses is speaking, this is not something of a casual knowledge of God, nor just a general knowledge. There was an intimacy that he had learned about his God and through the experiences of the wilderness. And I trust that you'll have an intimate relationship with the Lord. I don't know how many of you know Boyd Nicholson. I'm sure many of you do. He was with the RAF, the British Air Force, in World War II. He said, "I can remember at the time when we were a group of about 25 or 30 young guys, and we were all in the same company, and we all were able to get together and have prayer and Bible studies together." But he said, "We all got our postings, and 24 of the 25 or so were all posted on one ship traveling to a new destination during World War II. My name wasn't there." He said, "I'll never forget how lonely I felt when I realized all of my friends were going to another place and I wasn't headed in that direction." He said, "I was put on another troop ship, and I don't know where, whether it was going to India or what part of the world, but whatever." He said, "I can remember getting up on a Lord's Day morning." He said, "I had my Bible and I got up on the deck of this destroyer." He said, "I found a little place where I could be alone. And I got down on my knees and I prayed and I read my Bible. He said, when I was finished, he said, I was going down to my quarters and then to report for duty. He said, as I was going down and I was carrying my Bible, he said, I noticed a British Army captain and his wife coming up the stairs. He had two Bibles under his arm. And when I saw him of a higher rank, he said, I immediately saluted and said, good morning, Captain. And he said, I'll never forget what he did. He didn't salute me back. He put out his hand like this, and he simply said, good morning, brother. He had seen my Bible, and I had seen his. He said, I could have kissed him when I saw him and the response. He said, we had wonderful fellowship on that. Seek out the company of those who know the Savior during your military experience. But you'll notice, it's the place of warming love, the secret place. It's the place where the comforting breezes will cheer your heart and drive away the harshness of the rough world in which you're going to be living. But it's only known by faith. Because the Lord becomes your refuge, your fortress, and it's because of your confidence and your trust in Him. And He says, you know, in verse number 9, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, Moses' refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, your dwelling place. It was a habitual place where Moses was. And He is encouraging you and me to have that habitual place. But He uses the expression here of His God as the Most High. He is the one who is the possessor of heaven and earth. And in Genesis 14, verses 19 and 22, twice over we read that the Most High God is the possessor of heaven and earth. This reminds us of His universal supremacy. There are no boundaries. There are no limitations. Our God is the strongest strong one. He is able, for His authority transcends heaven and earth. And then you'll notice the second title is, and shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And this title appears in Genesis 17 to Abraham for the very first time, where God speaks to him at the age of 90 and tells him that he is going to have a son again, renews the promise. And God says to him, I want you to do something, Abraham. I want you to walk before me. And as you walk before me, you're going to find that I'm the Almighty. And Adam, as you walk before God in your military service, you'll find that He is the Almighty. And that literally means not only mighty in strength, but He is the all-sufficient God. And He is sufficient for every burden, for every concern, for every trial, for every discipline. And He is able to do everything and anything, even that which is contrary to nature. And He did it, didn't He? I mean, here is a man who is 100 years of age. And here is his wife who is 90 years of age. And he has life in his loins, and she is able to conceive and bear a son. That's the all-sufficient God, the Almighty. And know Him, Adam, in your life. But then again, he gives the title in verse number 2. I will say of the Lord, that's Yahweh, that's Jehovah. And what a beautiful title. It reminds us of His eternal changelessness. You can depend on Him as the changeless God. Everything around you is changing and transient, but your God is unchanging. Rest in Him. And lastly, he says again, and my God. He is the Elohim. That is the term that's used for the triune God, referring to the Creator God, and reminds us of His divine power. So you've got an awesome God, young man, and a great God, and rest in Him and trust Him. And to know His name is to know Him personally. And there's a difference about knowing about Him and knowing Him intimately. And as you're in this experience, may you get to know Him intimately and tell Him the woes, and don't be afraid of your tears in His presence. Let Him know your heart's concerns. And then as you close this psalm, notice he says, because he has set his love upon me, and God has set his love on you, he says, I'll deliver him. I'll set him on high because he has known his name, Jehovah's name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And he is a delivering God and will deliver you and keep you in all your ways. And the last thing I want you to notice in this psalm, in verses 3 to verse 13, we have the covering wings. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His proof shall be your shield and your buckler. That was a little shield, a handheld shield. And then in verse 4, you'll notice that this is truly the great covering equipment that God gives, the wings, and the warrior's equipment as well. And then you'll notice he says, you'll not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And I'll never forget meeting Horace Brownell of Truro, Nova Scotia. He was an old man. I had the honor of taking his funeral many, many, many years ago. He was a World War I vet. He was in the Canadian forces and in France. And he said, I was in the cavalry at that time. And the last time the cavalry was used was in World War I. And he said, I'll never forget it, and I might say that he received an honorary military medal for bravery in saving a man's life in World War I, where he had to crawl under enemy fire on his stomach and brought back his wounded buddy to safety and shelter. But he said, I'll never forget this, Jim. There was around 300 of us on horseback. We had to capture this particular hill. He said, I'll never forget the captain that morning saying, guys, we're giving you all a shot of whiskey as you go out. He said, he came to me and he said, I don't need that, sir. I have something better and someone greater. I have the Lord Jesus on my side. He said, I'll never forget it. Before I went out that morning to battle, he said, I read Psalm 91. And he said, I read this verse. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it'll not come nigh thee. And he said, we went out, a company of 300 men. There was about 15 of us who returned. The rest were killed in battle. We took it, but at a great price. And I was one of them. And he rested upon the promise of Psalm 91. And I trust that, Adam, your only security, your only shelter, is the Word of God and the person of the Lord Jesus. Our brother was mentioning you're going to be afraid, and you will. You remember the Lord said to Abraham in chapter 15 of Genesis, fear not, Abram. Why would he ever tell Abram not to be afraid? Well, because Abram was afraid. And you know what the Lord says to him? Abram, I am your shield. I am your exceeding great reward. Now that's better than any defense system that this nation can ever develop, or any nation on the planet, where you have him as your shield and your divine protector. May the Lord encourage you, strengthen you, and use you mightily for his glory as you take this great step for your country and for your God. Lord bless you both.